This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
If I asked you to think about the word inflation, listeners who were around in the 1970s might recall the high prices of that era and the "Whip Inflation Now" campaign of Gerald Ford's White House. These days, inflation is almost non-existent in most of the goods we buy, except for a few very important things, things that families depend on every day, like eggs, meat, milk, and vegetables. Matthew Bosler is a reporter for Business Insider, and he's written about food inflation. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
On Valentine's Day, I decided that I was going to cook steak dinner for me and my boyfriend, and I went and I bought a great big steak. And I was kind of bowled over by how much it cost. It was much more than I was expecting. What is going on with the price of commodities, the price of food?
So food prices have really been surging in 2014 after a couple years sort of going down after, you know, the record prices we saw in 2011. And a lot of it is due to weather. You know, we have a big drought in California. We've had, dry conditions across the Midwest, the Great Plains regions. The extreme weather events, you know, serve to disrupt crop supplies. And so that can drive prices up. And that's what we've seen a lot of around the world. And another factor you have is sort of the financialization of these commodities markets. So it's very easy for an investor to bet on rising commodity prices. And no one ever really bets on those prices going down. So you have a lot of one-way money flowing into these markets, and they can become quickly overwhelmed because they're not designed for that.
Often when we talk about food inflation, we're also talking about the growth of the middle class in places like India and China. But that does not seem to be the driving factor that's going on right now.
Right. Yeah, that would be like the demand side. And this is a lot of stuff that's happening on the supply side. And there are a lot of feedback loops. For example, let's say, you know, there's a drought and, you know, crops aren't getting enough rain. So there's, you know, we're not producing as much wheat or corn or whatever it is. Well, that, you know, restricts the amount of cattle you can raise because they don't have as much space to pasture the cattle. These rising prices can sort of feed into each other and everything can kind of go up at once.
What does that mean for food companies? Does that mean that they're going to end up raising their prices and then consumers are going to see prices go up on, you know, their end when they're pushing a cart down a supermarket aisle?
Yeah, that's definitely a concern for consumers, but I think companies are also sort of trying to figure out how much of that inflation they can pass through in higher prices to customers because, you know, everybody knows it's kind of sort of a soft economic environment over the last couple of years as we've been trying to recover from the recession, and there just isn't as much capacity for consumers to, you know, increase spending on food when prices go up. You know, supply and demand sort of governs the price of a commodity, but the way these markets are set up and, you know, given how much sort of capital is flowing seeking investment opportunities, the sort of the jumps in prices can be very volatile and large. If you look at how hedge funds are positioned in these markets right now, they've built up some of the biggest positions in many years. And so, you know, there's a lot of potential for that to unwind, but they definitely serve to increase volatility of these prices, and that does ultimately pass through to the consumer.
So that means that some rich guy who is buying, and it's mostly buying, right, who is buying, say, futures in the wheat market, that really impacts what somebody is paying for whatever their groceries are when they go to the supermarket.
Exactly. So that's sort of a big question, is how long will that last, you know, and how long will this money be kept in these markets?
Do we have any idea how long that's going to be?
I think it depends on, you know, the commodity. I think most investment strategists expect beef prices to stay elevated because that's sort of more of a structural story where you have had reduced crop yield in recent years, and that has sort of reduced the capacity for cattle and other livestock to, you know, feed and graze. In other commodities like wheat, for example, a lot of that could be related to geopolitical tensions in Russia and Ukraine. So that has the potential to dissipate further.
Matthew Bosler is a reporter for Business Insider. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Lizzie.